collecting, but you just don't know where to start? Did you just inherit some money? Are you trying to clean up debt? Do you want to get your foot in the door on the property market? Are there issues with money in your relationship? Are you wondering what you should be doing to get the most out of your superannuation? Are you expecting a baby and you don't know where to start? Are you simply trying to be more financially literate or just trying to adult like a boss? Regardless of how you've answered any of those questions and whether or not you're already one of my She's on the Money podcast listeners and community members, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. I've created this book to show you how to take control of your financial future so you can set and achieve goals that will enrich your life while also having a positive impact on the world. My biggest goal is to have financial freedom, which I define as having enough money coming in from investments that I don't have to go to work every day. Perhaps that's your goal too, because who doesn't want to create enough wealth to become free? Free to choose what you'd like to do, where you'd like to go, and what kind of life you'd like to lead. I know that addressing the money side of your life plans can be overwhelming, confusing, and uninspiring, and one of the easiest things to avoid. However, the earlier you get on top of your finances, the greater the long-term benefits will be. Today is the day that we start having a significant and positive impact on your financial future. Whether you're trying to pay down debt, start investing, save for your first home, or purchase your third investment property, I'm on your team. And this book has all the tools and resources you need to help make your dreams a reality. Chapter by chapter, I'm going to teach you key money principles that will stick with you for life, no matter what your goals are. This book is designed to help motivate you in the short term and also set you up for long-term financial success. Because finance and money aren't things we just set and forget. They're a journey, and I am so glad that I'm now a part of yours. This book goes beyond the basics of financial planning and advice. It's about more than how to save money or what you need to take into consideration when looking at your superannuation. It's about mindset, behaviors, and how your beliefs, values, and past experiences dictate and guide the decisions you make around money every day, consciously or subconsciously. You will find that I'm pretty upfront when putting facts on the table, but if you read something in this book that feels confronting or makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, that's actually okay. Everybody feels a little bit uncomfortable when presented with change. Remember, I'm on your side, and I simply want what's best for you. And while you might not always agree with what I'm saying or suggesting, it's worth remembering that sometimes what's best for us isn't necessarily what we want to hear. I'm not just someone who's excited about financial literacy and really wanted to write a book. I'm a millennial, a financial advisor who started her career working in psychology, and a woman who is empowered by empowering other women. I'm driven to provide my fellow millennials with the knowledge and confidence to be the person they want to be, not the person they have to be because they don't know who to ask for financial advice. When I say I want to empower you, I don't mean I want you to follow my advice to a T. I want to equip you with the knowledge to make your own decisions, those that work best for your personal situation. Not everything in this book is going to resonate with you. At this stage in your life, it might not even be the right fit for you, but I want you to listen on anyway. You might learn something that could benefit a friend, a family member, someone you work with, or future you. There's no such thing as being too educated. Ultimately, I'm here to make it easy for you. I know you because I am you. I'm not dumbing this information down because you don't need it dumbed down. You deserve financial security. You deserve prosperity. You deserve to be taken seriously. I want to change your relationship with money for the better. I'm not here to mess around. Finance is a priority, and my friend, it is time it became yours. Most importantly, please be nice to past you. They did the best they could with the tools and resources they had at the time. This is a no judgment zone. I'm not here to make you feel bad or behind. I'm here to make you feel included. You need to remember that it's not important what happened over the past 10 years. It's the next 10 that count. Chapter 1. Everybody's Got a Story. Money stories are the subconscious and conscious beliefs and values about money and prosperity that we develop early in our lives. Whether we like it or not, they contribute to what we feel is financially possible, and they dictate our behavior. They form the foundation of how we think and communicate or react to money. If conflict around money was a central theme in your upbringing, any conversation about money might start with a stomach ache. If money was in abundance, conversations about money might allow you to feel invincible or sometimes even a little bit reckless. If money was something your parents took care of and didn't speak about, any conversation about money might make you feel